This is a local and regional update brought to you by Liberty Bank. 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. for your convenience. There's a new Miss Arkansas, and her name is Sarah Slocum. The 23-year-old entered the pageant as Miss Washita River, and winning the title of Miss Arkansas on Saturday, Slocum also won a $20,000 scholarship and more than $50,000 in awards, wardrobe, transportation, and gifts. She'll represent the state at the 2010 Miss America pageant at Las Vegas. Slocum received her undergraduate degree from the University of Central Arkansas and is a second-year law student at UCA. For her talent presentation at the pageant, Slocum sang the prayer. Prosecutors in the child sex case against evangelist Tony Alamo say they'll probably present their final witness today at Texarkana. Then defense lawyers can begin their rebuttal. Alamo pleaded not guilty to charges that he took girls across state lines for sex. Small retailers in Arkansas say it'll cost them big bucks to comply with new rules for debit card use at gasoline pumps. Credit card companies require that automated pumps recognize customers' personal identification numbers. Some retailers say the upgrade could cost them tens of thousands of dollars. Tourism. Yes, the state's top tourism official says the summer season in Arkansas is shaping up to be a moderately good one. Joe David Rice of the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism says he'll be happy if the level of tourism is similar to last year. You can't get away from the long arm of the law. Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery says a woman who failed to show up in February of 2006 for sentencing on 20 counts of animal cruelty has been arrested in Vermont. He says 42-year-old Tammy Christine Hansen was arrested Saturday in Sutton. That's in northeastern Vermont. Montgomery said the Vermont sheriff got a tip that a couple living in Sutton under the name Christine and Henry Miller were actually Tammy Hansen and her husband. What do you give for a good, healthy steer weighing between 900 and 1,300 pounds? That story and more when we continue.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
The Independence County All-Star Steer Program is gearing up for its fourth annual show during the 2009 Independence County Fair that runs tomorrow through Saturday. This year, there'll be a little interesting twist. Bidding for the All-Star Steers will be open to the public. Earlier in the year, the county's 4-H students and FFA members participating in the program were able to choose from over 30 calves provided by the Citizens Bank. Each student was responsible for raising the steer along with attending workshops on how to feed it and grooming. In addition to being judged on their steer, each will put the steer up for purchase during a silent auction. Spectators coming to view the steers will also be able to size them up for potential purchase. Local businesses have joined in as well. Meacham's Packing Company will process any of the All-Star steers for only $75. Normal cost is closer to $300. Students are anxious to see what the steers will bring because after they're sold, they'll be able to keep any profit over what it's cost to raise them. The sale will be held on Saturday, July 25th, between 2 and 4 p.m. at the Independence County Fairgrounds. For more information, contact Nathan Reinhardt at 870-613-3057. That brings you up to date on the local and regional scene. A service of Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank was same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction. Gary B., make it a great day.